The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhane. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's rock this house. Piscopo in the Morning. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:05 on AM 970. The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. And a good morning to you. Thanks for watching on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate it. AM 970, The Answer, is from New York, New York. But we are all across, you know, the country and all across, around the world with the streaming. I'm loving that. So, George and doing a great job over there. And Matt in the studio, we appreciate it very much. And Matt, and who else is with us? Jack is with us behind us. Frankie Fibrosa.
Jack Motherway, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And then I read now these news items that pop up as we go along because we try to keep you abreast of things. Assemblyman John Bramnick's going to join us. John Tobacco is coming in the studio. But look at this. 27 killings in 2 weeks. 27 killings in 2 weeks in Chicago. What is going on? And, you know, I was supposed to go to Chicago, Frankie. You knew that, right? As I was supposed to go from fly from Reno. I was in Carson City, actually. And I was supposed to go from Carson City, you know, fly out of Reno and go into Chicago to support Pastor Demos. And now he wasn't there. This was supposed to be yesterday. But I want to go back. This is incredible. It just won't stop. Yeah, and then Rahm Emanuel keeps making excuses.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, first of all, the amount of violence there, given the proportion of the population,
is amazing. Yeah.
But the amazing thing is that overall, right now, Chicago is flourishing economically, right? So they have a record low unemployment rate of 3.8%.
Yeah.
A third of the residents of Chicago
are making
at least $100,000 a year, okay? And the wealth is... it's sort of a tale of two cities. In the poor neighborhoods, they are real poor. So there's 12 very poor neighborhoods. Mm. That's where almost all the violence is taking place.
Yeah.
Those 12 neighborhoods, Joe, account for 50% of those shootings. And now the violence, believe it or not, is down from last year and the previous year, but it's still one of the deadliest years on record. It's, I think, the third deadliest year on record.
And people talk about it. Who's been railing about this for years, Frankie? How many times have we said it on the air? It's so racist that they don't address that. They just don't address it. They don't want to go to that part of town. They just let it go. Don't go around there. And yet it still continues to happen. And it's when Rahm Emanuel gets a free pass from the press.
Well, you know what I'm very interested to see is I believe Gary McCarthy is actually running against him next year, the police superintendent Rahm Emanuel fired.
That had a plan, by the way.
They made him the scapegoat for one of the many police scandals out there. And I'm interesting to see how much Gary McCarthy makes policing and violence an issue in the mayoral race.
Well, he's got to. And they should just, and you let the police do their job. Grit it down. They did it in Newark, New Jersey under Sharp James, and the crime dropped down almost 50% back then. And you could do it in Chicago as well.
And even still now, Bernie Kerik was here on Thursday. He said the police superintendent there now under Mayor Ross Baraka's leadership is just doing a great job.
Yeah. It's very, very true in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Hey, it's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. What about this bridge collapse? Many fear dead in the Italian bridge collapse. Albert. Oh.
So apparently the bridge was under construction. It was a violent storm
that came in, Italy, and it
cracked, I guess, under the storm pressure or whatever, and collapsed on these cars. Wow. They're talking maybe dozens dead. They have responders there, obviously, but we'll know more in the next couple of hours.
All right. And the rest of the news of the day, London's counterterrorism unit is leading the investigation after a man drove his car into security barriers outside Parliament and injured several people. Police arrested the driver. Two people are being treated at the hospital for injuries. The London Ambulance Service says those injuries are not believed to be serious. Simon Owen called in live from London, so it's looks like it's okay. But there's just this is like the new norm, as Mayor Khan said. You know, this is a new norm. It's just that terror is going to happen, and we got to accept it in cities. And I think that is totally unacceptable.
Well,
Frankie,
somebody not accepting it is Donald Trump, who has been on a tweet storm this morning.
Here we go.
So far, I think he's up to about 20 tweets for the morning. One of those includes another terrorist attack in London. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. Tough to disagree with that one.
Yeah, so true. Now, what did he say about Peter Strzok?
One of the many Peter Strzok-related tweets 7 minutes ago, he said, fired FBI agent Peter Strzok is a fraud, as is the rigged investigation he started. There was no collusion or obstruction with Russia, and everybody, including the Democrats, know it. The only collusion and obstruction was by crooked Hillary, the Democrats, and the DNC.
All right, now, and he started. Peter Strzok has actually had the gall to start a crowdfunding campaign. His legal costs to cover his legal costs and lost income. Meantime, you think, and I know you watch it and you listening, you go, how dare he? Who's going to give this guy a dime? He has already raised $200,000.
And the president just tweeted about 40 seconds ago, Strzok started the illegal rigged witch hunt. Why isn't this so-called probe ended immediately? Why aren't these angry and conflicted Democrats instead looking at crooked Hillary?
Yeah, exactly right. Can you argue with that? Listen, there's a flood watch in effect here. Much of the Northeast remains under a flash flood watch. We worry about you. After heavy rain started over the weekend, continued falling yesterday, total got nailed over in Jersey, but it's coming in again today, so please be careful. And do we have any word on exactly that those floods in the Totowa and that whole area settle down a little bit?
Well, a little bit, but again, they're still under a flood watch.
Lordy,
there's going to be some more rain coming today, as Joe Lundberg told us last hour. And the problem is that it's a slow-moving storm. We're actually being blocked by three different high-pressure systems that's keeping this low in place and not allowing it to move out. It'll move out today, and we'll get hot and steamy weather the next couple of days, but this is what happens. These storms park over a town, and they just dump rain.
Yeah.
You had yesterday or the day before, it was 8 inches of rain in Brick.
Yeah.
I mean, they had like 5 inches in an hour.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of town. Caldwell got 5 inches on Sunday in an hour.
Yeah.
They had a picture of the Cloverleaf Tavern in front of it.
Yeah.
The water just rushing down the center of...
and that's like the top of Bloomfield Avenue, really.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
You know, these are towns that that normally don't get flooded.
Yeah.
But when you have 5 inches in an hour, I don't care how good your sewer system is, you're going to get overwhelmed. The bigger problem now is in Little Falls and these other places, they're not considered flood zones. These people don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance isn't going to cover it. Governor Murphy was there yesterday making the rounds, going into people's houses, saying we'll do whatever we can. But you don't have flood insurance. It's very, very difficult to recover from something.
And obviously,
like
what would the morning be, Joe, without the president attacking his own staff, unleashing a tweet again at poor Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, saying, if we had a real attorney general, this witch hunt would never have been started, looking at the wrong people.
Oh, boy, here we go. I'm telling you, and there's something, there's more to that. When he goes after Sessions, there's more to that than meets the eye. It's not just him going after Sessions. There's something.
Well, then he should fire him.
I also admire the guy. He's been taking every. I mean, talk about body blow after body blow after body blow.
That's
and
what
he's
I'm
still
saying.
Like, nope,
exactly right. Exactly what you said, Frank. He would have fired him if he thought there's something that we're missing. And I wish I could be more articulate and say exactly what it is. But my feeling is there's something more there. You don't just keep going after the guy just for no reason. Just for no reason. To drive him out, maybe?
He doesn't have to drive him out. He just says to say you're fired.
Yeah.
He said it for 10 years on The Apprentice. That's all he has to do. Say you're fired, Mr. Attorney General. Good luck in the private sector.
And why do you think he's not doing
it? I think this is insane to me. I mean, for him to go on Twitter like this and act like he's a victim of his own staff. Imagine Jerry Crowley going up and saying, oh, that Frank Morano, I wish somebody would do something about him. He's the worst radio producer ever. If we had a real morning
last
show
last night
producer,
at dinner, no.
Yes, well, exactly. Exactly. It's like he's a victim of the people that he's hired. Give me a break.
Still going on.
It's your staff.
You're just getting home now.
It's your staff.
No.
The dinner is still going on.
I felt so guilty. We had the best time yesterday, by the way. And then when that gal, can we have her on Danielle? On?
Yeah,
Danielle?
Absolutely.
She gave a kidney away. She gave a kidney away to a coworker.
Right,
to a coworker.
Part of a contest.
And then we did a little informal kind of poll. Matt, one of our guys, did an informal poll, and it was like 60% of you said, 60% said you would not give the kidney away to a non-family member. I agree. I'm one of those 60%. 40% said they would.
But in all seriousness, as I mentioned earlier, New York is near the bottom of states in terms of organ donation. I really wish they would change the law as they do in some other countries.
Get paid for it?
No. Well, I mean, that's one thing. I think we could have a discussion about that. But right now you
get your kidney here. Yeah. Your kidney. Yes, I got a good. Hey, come here, buddy.
Hey, you need a lung? Come over here. I got a lung for you. What
I
about
got
a heart?
Your lung right here.
You got no heart.
But right now, the situation is you have to opt in to be an organ donor.
I'm smart.
I got a heart.
You have to sign the back of your license or join an organ donor registry. I think it should be the exact opposite. The default should be all your organs are being donated unless you take an affirmative step to opt out. If you don't want to to have your organs donated for religious reasons or spiritual reasons or whatever, then you should sign the back of your license, say, I do not give permission to have my organs harvested. Otherwise, everyone's organs should be donated. There's so many people dying each year just because they can't get access to
healthy organs.
You
know what Danielle said? This girl said, we were at dinner yesterday, we were talking about it. We had a great time with Phil, and we'll let you know who these parties are. They're going to come on as advertisers. So I was there with Jerry and Frank Volpe, our sales guy, you know, and we had a great time. But she said that you have to, this guy, the guy that she gave the kidney to, his time ran out. Because they said, you're done, and you only have a couple months, and if you don't get a new kidney, then you go on a list, and correct me if I'm wrong, you go on a list, and if your time runs out, you go. That's it. You're going to die because you can't find. And you're telling me a lot of people are in that position.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people actually do, and Al knows someone that was in this position.
Yes.
Because you go on a list
platonic
based on
friend?
Your region.
You met her.
You can actually, some people actually move to another part of the country to get on the list there because
yes.
there's a shorter
yes.
list for whatever
yes.
organ you're looking for.
My former English teacher.
Yeah, she's great. She's been here before.
Yes,
yeah.
Her husband, Jim.
Yeah.
They moved to Florida. They got residency in Florida so that they could get on the list down there, and that's how he got his transplant.
There's a better chance in Florida.
Yeah, there's a better chance in different states, depending on what state you live in. Yeah.
And what organ you need.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
Wow, man. So, I don't know. What
and he's
do
doing
that?
Great. I mean, since the operation. Got it done. He's doing fantastic.
And then on the market, I hear that a kidney goes for $270,000.
So then
you're going to have rich people being able to have access to it and everybody else.
Could you imagine you trying to give your kidney away? Your ex-wife would be after you. That's my kidney. I'm going to take it.
I want half that kidney.
I'm not getting $270,000. Forget it.
You guys are the best.
It's true.
It's so true.
But it's true.
A judge would say in a court of law, right?
Yeah.
Half the kidney's got to go.
Half the kidney is mine. That's it. Doesn't matter.
But
not your Episcopo.
Honor. But your honor.
But
no,
your honor. I
no.
want to give it to
you.
You
made the commitment for a full kidney. You're going to get
a full kidney. Right.
We'll
no
get it up.
Matter.
Hey, John Bramnick is a friend. He is just a wonderful, wonderful guy. He got a great public servant. He is the leader in the assembly on the GOP side down there in Trenton, New Jersey. And he is deemed the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. Very funny on his feet and on stage. He's checking in with us now. Mr. Bramnick, welcome back to the program, sir. How you doing, John?
Yeah, I really want to be on Star Trek. That's my dream.
lawyer stuff is over.
If they needed a lawyer on Star Trek, can you imagine Captain Kirk like asking a lawyer a question? I think it's a brilliant theme. So, Joe, when you do the remake, I could play the lawyer for Star Trek.
I would do any. I did one episode, Star Trek: The Next Generation. John, I went out to Vegas. They knew everything I did. They had paraphernalia, pictures. They put me in a symposium. I had the best time of my life out there, man. It was a lot of fun. I'll put in a good word for you there.
You know, but Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Say, he would have been a great lawyer because he was unemotional. He would have been the funniest lawyer, like in the galaxy. I'm just the funniest lawyer in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's so true. Now Al's sending me a card. No, Samuel,
Kirk was in an episode where he needed a lawyer in the first season.
He didn't call John Bramnick.
No, he called Samuel T. Coughley, the attorney at law, well, and right. who represented.
Well, I charge a lot for intergalactic advice. It's like there's international lawyers. If you're traveling in space, you know, I got to check a whole new set of books.
I hear you have a Klingon actually in your firm, just in case. You have a Klingon that could help out.
Well, we have everybody in the firm: Democrats, Republicans, Green Party, Independent. You know, we're full service around here. You know?
I tell you, John. So tell me, where are you going this weekend? Now, where are you performing?
Well, Thursday it's at Joey Harrison's River House down at Forked River. So if you're down the shore, this is where you want to be. They got an outside bar and inside
bar. Yeah, everybody knows Joey Harrison. Sure, sure.
It's. I mean, it's not like Vegas where you are, but it's about as close to Vegas that I'll ever get.
Joey Harrison's.
Wait, I was going to do it in my law office, but it didn't seem like a big crowd was going to appear in the law library at Bramnick Rodriguez.
John, you going by yourself? Or are you with other comics?
Oh, no. Rodney Laney, who I love.
Yeah.
Out of Patterson.
All right.
And Rodney's just unbelievable. You know, I'm from Plainfield. He's from Patterson.
Yeah.
It's like a... it's just fabulous. You know, I can't wait to go down there.
Yeah, this is great. So you go down there, you do your comedy down there. John, I tell you, you're one of the best lawyers on the planet. Everybody knows that. And they all go to you, and we appreciate that. And you're one of the best politicians and public servants in Trenton. You're very bipartisan. You just really do what's best for the great state of New Jersey.
But you're an average comedian. No, but that's not your strong suit. A great lawyer, great politician. But stick with your day job.
I didn't say that, John. I was going to ask, what is your lure, Mr. Bramnick? What is your lure to the stage? I love you for that, man.
Because it's the first, when you make people laugh, that is the most endorphin driven.
And you are funny, boy.
That's number one. Yeah. Number two, the audience doesn't lie. Yeah. You know, I say something as a politician, people give you that clap, right?
Yeah.
As a lawyer, you know. But when you're on stage, if you're not funny, that audience is not laughing.
Yeah.
So there's no room for any kind of nonsense.
No safety net.
So I love the fact that, and you know, if you're off by a second on your timing, you lose.
Yep.
So I find it just incredibly hard to do. And when you get it right and the laughter's so loud, once I got lucky and it was so loud, it like pushed me back on the stage. I was so scared. But most of the time, it's like, anybody out there? Hello?
But you do jokes when you do your summation to a jury, for example, John?
One time, it didn't work. I was in New York, actually, 111 Center Street.
Uh-oh.
I was a wise guy.
Uh-oh.
Jury punished me.
Boom.
Jurors do not like wise guys. You only do it once, and then your comedy career in the court stops.
John, where are you going to be? Give us it's Catch Rising Star, correct?
Well, Catch a Rising Star sponsors it, but it's Joey Harrison's River House in Forked River.
And on Thursday night, John Bramnick. Oh, man. John, I'll tell you, you are great on stage, and we love having you at the radio station, my friend.
I'll see you in outer space, Joe.
I'll see you, man. You got it. I'm putting a plug in for you now, Mr. Bramnick. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, brother. 921 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie, how are we looking this morning?
You know, Joe, I just ran into some friends of mine from Cablevision where I used to do a show for them.
Yes.
And we used to do Meet the Leaders down in Trenton all the time in Atlantic City.
Right, right.
And one time in Atlantic City, John was performing, the comedy act. So we went with a group of us, and the makeup artist, I just ran into him, she couldn't stop talking about John.
She's like,
I want to see him perform again. He was so funny.
Joey Harris is on Thursday.
I know. It sounds like fun.
He is. He's great on stage.
Oh,
and he's
a
great
guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, so fun.
Debbie, look at 922 on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Well, let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to take a spin to the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. Watch for slowdowns with an accident there. Grand Central Parkway East at Utopia Parkway. That's an accident investigation. That accident involved a motorcycle. They're still investigating. That's been out there all morning. Watch out for slowdowns this morning on the eastbound Bruckner, right at the Bronx River Parkway. An accident taking out the right lane over there. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the Seaford Oyster Bay northbound up by Old Country Road up through Plainview with an accident there as well. Taking a spin to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, still waiting 15. Holland about 20 minutes in. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Watch out for a chance of a thunderstorm later, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt sees the strategy from the White House on Russia.
They're running out the clock on Mueller. They're going to make him try and subpoena the president or not subpoena the president.
That's what they're trying to do.
Because it is so blatantly unconstitutional. They're looking for an admission from the special counsel that he does not have the authority to subpoena the president. And he hadn't gone to Rosenstein to ask for it yet. And Rosenstein's going to say no because he must have read the Constitution.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
If you're a timeshare owner, listen up. I've got great news for you. Lone Star Transfer is the number one company to help you get out of your timeshare. No one wants to deal with a timeshare, but when you have to, no one does it better than my friends at Lone Star Transfer. Imagine never having to pay another maintenance fee. What a terrific feeling. Everyone knows you don't have to own a timeshare to go on beautiful vacations. Free up that cash. Go where and when you want. Call 844-310-3116. Wouldn't it be terrific to be out of that timeshare quickly and effortlessly? Lone Star Transfer will do the work to get it done. Lone Star Transfer has helped over 6,000 clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, all with an outstanding success rate. Don't let another day go by being anxious. Call now. Get out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-310-3116. Lone Star Transfer, that's 844-310-3116. Or online, go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Will you do what my sister Carol did and get yourself to Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey? Carol went down there, and she didn't even tell me. I said, you should go to Route 22 Toyota because she needed a new car. So before you knew it, they were so quick down there. They did such a great job down there that she texted me from there. So I'm at Route 22 Toyota, and everything is great. And she made a great deal. She got a beautiful, beautiful car. And we invite you to do the same. You know what? You don't have to deal with dummies. You're going to like everybody at Route 22 Toyota. They will treat you like family the way they treat. Like when I go over there and I sat down and we broke bread in the showroom, by the way. Right? And we had a great time with Iggy and Chester and Alex Cancella, who gives you those low lease offers, that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, right? So, like, if that's not enough, that whole family feel, you don't have to deal with dummies. The smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota, they have this for you. You have 5 minutes. I'm looking at the clock now. I'll give you to 9:35, all right? If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you've got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota, you love it. The showroom's spectacular, too. Largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, by the way. So if you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded, you will get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Where are you finding it? Justin found this? No. You found it. Where's it from?
This is the Jimi Hendrix Experience, the BBC session. This is when he played it in the BBC.
So I found myself, I told you, enthralled in this documentary that I didn't know about. Because I was a Hendrix fan, right? And so my son really started, he just nailed it in Vegas, and he started playing, and he's got this real knack to emulate very well, the way Stevie Ray Vaughan emulated Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. Such a great influence. And Hendrix music is an influence on my son. So then I watched, I told you this, and, oh, you know what I had, by the way? You know, because I don't do cigars, I don't drink anymore, I don't do anything. But when I came home, I told you, I smoked a cigar. Did I tell you? I had those Bulldog cigars.
Oh, good.
How long ago was that?
At least a year ago.
With the cigar was great.
It was great, yes. Did you keep it in a humidor or anything?
Yeah, well, it was in a plastic bag.
Okay, all right.
And so I felt it. I said, well, wait, no one was around. The kids weren't around.
Good for you.
I said, okay, so I cracked a light beer for me. That's a lot. And then I said, let me fire this up. Nice. And that bolt, a big shout out to whoever sent those to us, because they are really, really good. And I'm not a cigar guy.
And if they want to send more.
Yeah.
Bridget and Robert gave cigars to Frank, and he gave me a couple of them. I had
the
one
Bulldogs,
of them this week.
Whatever.
Well,
that
no,
was.
It wasn't Bulldog. There was no label on it, but it was.
It was great. So then I got caught into this documentary about Jimi Hendrix, how he did. Are you, and forgive me if you're not a fan of this, but it's fascinating time in music.
Yeah.
To me, the 60s rock and roll really they've not equaled it since then, the whole music scene. So you got Jimi Hendrix doing Are You Experienced with, and then he goes to Axis Bold as Love, his next album, and then to Electric Ladyland, these three albums, and they interview the engineer and how Jimmy, what tracks he did, and how he recorded. It was fascinating, and I'm watching this, fascinating. When they talk to Mitch Mitchell, one of my favorite drummers, I'm a Krupa guy, I'm a Buddy Rich guy. Mitch Mitchell, rock and roll, you can't touch him. The greatest rock drummer of all time, Ginger Baker. I love everybody. You could not beat Mitch Mitchell. It was spectacular to watch how they did that. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Well, you want to hear a piece of Jimmy introducing the band from the BBC?
Yeah.
It's Jimmy.
Right now, I can introduce cats in the group. It's Noel Redding playing bass.
Hello.
And Mitch Mitchell playing drums.
Good evening.
Jimmy, you said to me earlier that you prefer working live to working in a recording studio.
Well, like at first, you know, it's very hard, like, warming up at first. Like, this is like a recording studio here, only we had a lot of fun here because I was really getting together with each other. You know? Yeah.
This is great. That's great. That is great. So I have to tell you know, the manager, forgive me for doing, I'm so enthralled with the music of Hendrix, Chaz Chandler. Was the manager.
Yeah.
Chaz Chandler walked him through those sessions. Chaz Chandler was the bass player for Eric Burdon and the Animals. Chaz Chandler was the guy I admired when I was with Vinnie Lapone and Timmy McWilliams and all my kids, my buddies, and Johnny Vargo and Johnny Welshons from high school and junior high school. We used to watch this guy. We'd play. He was like a great bass player. He's the guy that found Hendrix in the clubs, man. Very fascinating, fascinating time in history. And the life story's never been made. They tried to do it. It didn't work. And then I remember telling Eddie Murphy about Hendrix. I said, Eddie, you should do Hendrix's life story.
That would be great.
I know. I said, and then he goes, "Nah, man, that's drug stuff. I'm not into that." I said, "You got to check that out. You know, that would have been awesome." So anyway, I got totally enthralled with it. So Bulldog, and then also talking about Bridget, she sent me that beautiful tie that I didn't wear because it was paisley, and I'm more a striped guy like I'm wearing today.
Right.
This Bugatti, I have Bugatti socks, Bugatti tie. Bridget, I have to thank her on the airwaves. That tie is my go-to staple on stage with the blue suit.
She's got a great, great sense of fashion.
She
Robert
is. Just,
too.
Yeah. She's still married, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just
keep asking.
Keep asking. I'm smart, Mike. No, thank you, Bridget and Robert. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. You know, can I grab a phone call,
sure,
guys?
Absolutely. You have time for all four.
Can we do that? Let me go to Frankie, our buddy Frankie in Rochelle Park. Mr. Mayor, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? And welcome back to the show, Frank.
Mr. Governor, it's been a long time. Real quick, two things.
Yes, sir.
I hate to ruin your day tomorrow. Are you aware that?
Yes.
Are you aware
holy
that
day of obligation?
Holy day of obligation.
I'm looking forward to paying my homage to Mary. I am all set and locked and loaded. Thank you, Frank.
Good. Just as a good reminder. And as you know, I was in Cuba about 3 weeks ago. I was listening to you guys on the app down there.
Cool.
And it was great.
You mentioned
the cigar.
Yeah.
I didn't know you smoked them.
I don't. It was one, and it was like a year old. Did you have the Cubans while you were down there, Frank?
That's why I'm going to let you know. I'm going to send you and the boys a Cuban in.
Oh, they're excited.
To check that out, right?
They're excited.
Brought in legally. I hope all is well, Governor.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Faith, man.
All right. You take care of yourself, too, Frank. Thank you so much. Ooh, I see the other calls, but we're going to go to Al because we got Johnny Tobacco coming in momentarily, and he will be spiffily dressed, and we'll see what John's going to wear and what he's got to talk about today, the CEO of the Token Team. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news. Hi, I see you. I see you. I'm looking at you, watching us on YouTube and on Facebook, and we appreciate that very much. You can find us at am970theanswer.com. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Atlantic City commuters are pleading with New Jersey Transit not to take away their trains. Starting September 5th, service will be shut down for 4 months to install positive train control, but many riders are worried the trains won't return next year because they're needed up north. There's been a spike in canceled trains in recent weeks because of mechanical issues, positive train control installation, and engineers failing to show up for work. A state of emergency is still in effect for Brick Township. Following yesterday's heavy rains, over 100 flood-related evacuations were executed in the Greenbrier 1 senior community, but no related injuries were reported. Over 6 inches of rain measured in Brick by 6 p.m. Things are looking to improve as today's forecast says there is only about a 30% chance of more rain. The Port Authority is talking up its new suicide vest detection technology that's being tested out this week at the bus terminal. Authorities say the standoff explosive detection units trigger an alarm if a person is carrying or wearing an improvised explosive device as they pass by. The technology comes after a man strapped with a pipe bomb partially detonated in a tunnel that links the bus terminal to the subways last December. The test during morning and evening rush hours through tomorrow in the South Wing main concourse has no impact on operations. In sports, Jacob DeGrom got his record to 500. Mets handling the Yankees 8-5 in the Bronx in a makeup game. DeGrom pitched into the seventh inning, striking out 12, moving to 7-7. Mets hit 5 home runs, including 2 off Luis Severino, who took the loss. Severino has allowed 11 home runs in his last 7 starts, seeing his ERA rise to 3.27. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening here on 208 northbound. Some stop-and-go traffic as you get up past Goffel Road and Hawthorne with an accident just cleared away. It's busy on 280 east getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. 22 east at Springfield Road getting out through Union. It's a down pole from an earlier problem. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head over to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. That's 15, Holland 15. Watch for slowdowns on the FDR Drive. FDR Drive is going to be kind of busy northbound getting out up past the Manhattan Bridge with an accident there. And over on the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge, that's an accident being cleared as well. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Whitestone Expressway south at 20th Avenue. A disabled tractor trailer is in the way. And the eastbound Bruckner right at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident still out there. It's blocking the right lane. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on 287 East out by Exit 5 in White Plains with a collision cleared. Chance of thunderstorms later. High today, 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're a timeshare owner, please listen. There is some great news for you. Lone Star Transfer is the number one company to help you get out of your timeshare. No one wants to deal with a timeshare, but when you have to, no one does it better than the people at Lone Star Transfer. Imagine never having to pay another maintenance fee. What a great feeling. Everyone knows you don't have to own a timeshare to go to beautiful vacations. Free up that cash to go where and when you want. Wouldn't it be great to be out of your timeshare quickly and effortlessly? Lone Star Transfer will do the work to get it done. Lone Star Transfer has helped over 6,000 clients, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, all with an outstanding success rate. So don't be anxious. Don't let another day go by. Call now and get out of your timeshare once and for all. 833-594-0075, 833-594-0075, or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 938 right now. When you or a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. I love telling you about the Bramnick Law Firm. Listen to this. I'm the son of a lawyer, and I know of what I speak. Phone consultations are free. Come on. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery. No fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984. Now he has 17 lawyers, a staff of 30 ready to assist you. And not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to get you your fair compensation. Now, if you're wondering about how your medical bills are going to be paid, how you'll be compensated for lost earnings, they have all the answers the Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents, as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. Here's the number for the Bramnick Law Firm, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
The following segment sponsored by The Token Team.
Johnny Tobacco with us, CEO of The Token Team. It is 940 on AM 970 The Answer with Joe Piscopo on the radio. I see your phone calls. If you'd hold for a moment, we'd love that you call 877-970-2999. But John's he's doing this brew. What is this called? This is Elevate Smart Coffee.
Joe, I missed it last morning. Week. Yeah, good you morning. Missed it last week. Yeah, yeah. But fret not, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I have a fresh new Elevate Smart Coffee
look
here.
Look at this. This is great.
And for those of you watching at home and listening worldwide to the infamous and famous Joe Piscopo show, Elevate Smart Coffee. I'm an independent distributor. And this gives you your daily dose of dopamine.
Yeah.
Oxytocin.
Cool.
Serotonin.
Wow.
And endorphins. You drink that cup of coffee, Joe, as smart as you are, by the end of today, you're going to even feel smarter. These are just my own personal feelings. I'm not making any medical claims. This is a nutritional supplement.
How do you find this stuff, man?
You know, Joe, the reach of the Piscopo in the Morning show is so huge that when I'm on, people reach out to me from across the world and beg, please bring our product to Joe and Al and Frankie Five Burrows.
Yeah.
And another distributor reached out to me and said, JT, you know, you're not that smart. And you should have some Elevate Smart Coffee.
I was at dinner last night. Somebody said, I love Johnny Tobacco. So where you were brought up in Staten Island? Staten Island? Where were you brought up?
Well, I was born and raised on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Wow.
And then our family did the middle class maneuver over to Staten Island.
Yeah.
I'm a lifelong Staten Island.
I heard good things, Johnny. Look, this is great. I'm looking at John Tobacco. If you're listening and not watching, there's a monkey with a symbol. You know, the little monkey.
Well, this is when I get happy when I drink my smart coffee.
That's great. The monkey is clapping over its head with the symbols. Remember that little? Where
Joe,
did you get that? Are you selling this down to?
No.
You distribute this to?
It's just a wacky monkey, Joe. I saw it in the store and I just said I gotta have it. And when I get nervous energy when I'm with you, I play with my monkey.
Hey, so what's going on, man? What do you want to talk about?
Joe,
you always have you're very opinionated, which I love.
I'll tell you this. What I want to talk about is this filthy, miserable mayor of New York City.
Here we go. All right.
This
here we go.
Warren Wilhelm, a.k.a. Bill de Blasio. He even goes by a fake name to run for mayor of New York. But he's talking about disenfranchising people in minority communities and capping the number of Uber cars and Lyft cars that could be in New York City. Frankie, I mean, is this...
Yeah, it's frozen for a year. I was there last week when the city council voted on this overwhelmingly. It was only, I think, 6 or 7 of them that voted not to cap it.
So they're not allowed. And walk me through that, John. So they're not allowed to have it. He's cutting the amount of cars that can.
No, it's frozen for a year.
Yeah,
so they're not cutting, but they're not going to allow anymore. So
that you can't apply for it to become a driver for Uber or Lyft as well?
Unless you're wheelchair accessible, then they will allow you to apply.
So
if your car, if you have like one of those little minivans, whatever that is wheelchair accessible, they'll let you apply.
But you know what? On the mayor's behalf, I have to tell you, the town, the traffic is so bad. I know it's construction, and you need the construction, but there's like more and more cars that need.
Joe, it's not the Uber cars that are causing traffic. Okay, if you ask me,
I've been
trekking around New York City practically my whole life, okay, for 25 years. And when I get in the back of one of these yellow cabs that stinks, that's filthy, that runs like crap, that has no air conditioning, today I walk out of my office, I hit the Uber button, in 2 minutes there's a nice clean car there with the air conditioning on, and that's the way people, we should have choices. We should not have Warren Wilhelm running this city and taking Ubers out because, and there's only one reason why.
What's that?
Okay, because he's indebted to the unions, and he's indebted to the taxi and limousine commission, and he's an enemy of free markets and capitalism. This is he's actually stifling opportunity for people in outer boroughs to get to where they need to go. And
you know, the one thing I don't understand is the cameras, the speed cameras that they have now. You know, there was a big to-do. They put the speed camera up. That all that is a revenue grab is what that is.
Of course it is.
You
of
know, and they is. Oh, they just did. I saw, Frankie, you put a story in earlier where they just said, oh, people do speed if the cameras aren't there. I can't stand that. They have it on the West Side Highway. Did you see that? You go by, right. and it's yellow. You go by, bang, the flash goes off. You got a ticket.
These aren't, though, the red light cameras. These are speed cameras in front of schools.
Right.
The theory being
Big
you
difference.
Don't want people speeding in front of
So tell me how
schools.
They work, Frankie. How they?
Well, so if you're going above the speed limit, it sends you a ticket if you're going in front of a
sends
school.
Sends you a ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you have a chance to dispute that? You should have a chance to dispute it a little bit?
I'm not in favor of any of these cameras, but if there's any place where it's supposed to, where it should be, it's in front of a school. I'm
absolutely.
Curious how Mayor John Tobacco would handle that situation.
Well, as noted last week on the show, I completely denied all rumors of running for mayor, Frank, so let's be clear about that. But I'll tell you this. I would put speed cameras around the schools all the time. Because this is our most treasured asset, okay? In every community, we want to care about the kids. You know, they have these drug-free school zones. They should have speed cameras. This is the one place where I'm for them. But overall, I would say this is a money grab. Like, you know, where's Big Brother? You got to take pictures right. of my car when I'm driving by now. Give me a break already. They're in my phone.
Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio
is saying
more than 132,000. This is the mayor speaking. 132,000 drivers have been observed speeding near schools. Who counted that, by the way?
Well, they're still recording
the cameras.
Since
yeah.
safety speed cameras went dark last month, the mayor gave a status report on the speeding on Monday. Speed data was being collected. I don't know. I think it's just like a complete money grab. It has nothing to do with it.
Joe, but going back to the Uber thing, the New York City Council is overwhelmingly Democratic. I think there's, what, three Republicans?
Three and a half.
Three and a half Republicans,
half.
Okay, in the City Council. The Democrats, the progressive liberals in our City Council are supposed to be the heroes of the minorities, of the underprivileged, of the low-income areas. That's where all of our Democratic leaders here in the city get elected from, okay? Where is the outrage that if you cut down or limit the number of Uber cars, where do you think all the Uber guys are going to go? They're not going to go out to Harlem. They're not going to go out to the Bronx. They're going to all hoard around and hover around New York City
right.
where the money is. And it's disenfranchising opportunities for people in low-income areas.
Can I ask the silly question here? Why can't we limit Uber? I'm not saying prevent them, but keep the yellow cabs in Manhattan, since the yellow cabs, Frank talks about it all the time, people that live in the city talk about it all the time, they're trying to get home to the outer boroughs, yellow cabs will not take them to the outer boroughs, right?
True.
And they're
supposed to, by law. Yep.
So why not? Okay, yellow cabs, you guys got Manhattan, Uber gets the other four boroughs, and everybody's happy. People are very happy with Uber in the outer boroughs because they will go back and forth from Manhattan to Staten Island or Manhattan to the Bronx.
Well,
or Manhattan
I'm being hypocritical right too, but to your point, John, I like having the Uber in the Midtown.
It's got
to
be.
But also, and the cabs, I have to tell you, and I feel for the cab drivers that come from other countries. They're trying to learn the language. They're trying to learn, become American. They're trying to work very hard. That's a very, very tough job. But they did it to themselves. But they drive right by you.
Yeah.
The whole attitude.
I get in a cab and say I'm going to Staten Island.
You notice they're nicer
midnight,
since
these guys start yelling and screaming, get out of my cab. I'd rather call an Uber.
Yeah.
And by the way, Al,
while
I'm not running for mayor,
right?
Should I change my mind? You're my deputy mayor because that was a wonderful platform.
So I got to
right?
move back to Staten Island?
Well, you don't have to, but we'll fake
really?
It. We'll fake it. You can use your mom's address for now. We'll see how it goes.
All right. I like that.
Breaking Alexa
and all. Why can't you make everybody happy by doing that? And you're right. You say to a cab driver, hey, I want to go to Staten Island. I'm trying to get home. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
They
and
freak
they don't
out.
Want to go.
They freak
but
out.
But meanwhile, there's a thing on the cab. If you want to go to JFK, it's a flat rate of $45. So you'll drive to JFK, but you won't drive to Staten Island. Yeah. To me, that's wrong.
Yeah, your point is
both
taken.
It's like an $85 ride to Staten Island.
So
you're
making
money. Everybody would want to run there.
This is a very, very good coffee. What do you have? A vanilla kind of flavor in there? Is that what that is?
Well, I guess everyone's taste buds react a little differently to it, but it's an all natural.
God, I feel so much smarter.
And Joe likes
and
the
happier.
Yellow cabs.
And
you know
happier.
Why Joe likes the yellow cabs? Because they don't have air conditioning. He doesn't like it. He's happy.
You know, maybe we should send the case over.
Did I tell you when I flew to Vegas that the air conditioning was off all those Southwest planes? It was off.
Oh, you
it
must have been happy. Off. Everybody else was. Shungad, and you were, you know, hey,
it was 110
great.
Degrees outside Vegas. The air conditioning goes off inside the plane, and they just apologize. You know why? I'm telling you what, because they don't want to pay the maintenance fee.
Joey, I'm thinking about this. Maybe we send a case of this Elevate Smart Coffee over to de Blasio.
Sure.
And smarten him up on some of these freaking policies
we
that he's going with here.
We could do it.
And I just want to say, Elevacity Brands. Okay, which makes smart coffee and smart chocolate and all this other stuff. Their director of media relations, Bobby's fantastic. And she wanted me to relay to everyone that these are my own personal observations.
Yeah, I got
on
you.
How it's treating me. I'm down a few pounds. I don't want to let the weight out of the
from
bag.
From the Elevate
yet.
Coffee.
I'm doing a month.
Is it chocolate
super
in there?
Smart.
Does it taste like chocolate in there?
You know what, Joe? You let your mind rage freely. And whatever you taste, if it's good, it's good. If you feel smarter...
It's a culinary Rorschach test.
Like everybody says. John right. Tobacco, CEO. I'm going to grab the phone calls if I can.
Yeah,
Johnny Tobacco, thank you, brother. We always appreciate you being here. Episcopal of the morning. We'll get to the calls in a second. 10 before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right now. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads this Tuesday morning. Deb, you got to try the coffee. This is really good,
I know.
John.
Chocolate. Once you said chocolate, I was like, I'm there.
I'm telling you. It tastes great. Do I sound smarter to you? I know I do.
Come on. You always sound smart.
I love you.
You're even smarter.
You know I love
it's
you.
It's amazing. Love you too, Joe. Joe, let's go for a ride to 287 eastbound. It's kind of busy here getting out toward White Plains by exit 5 with an accident finally cleared 84 west at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. They're doing some construction over there. Now, traffic is still moving slowly for you as you take it over to the inbound Holland. It's 15. Lincoln looks okay and so does the GWB, but the outbound GWB upper level, watch for construction. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross Bronx West. That's pretty solid. Bruckner out through the GWB because of the construction as you head outbound. And watch out for some slowdowns at the Whitestone Bridge, Queensbound. That's ongoing road work. Over on the Belt eastbound at Cropsey Ave, it's an unauthorized truck. It's not supposed to be there. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic still on the LIE westbound. You're still slowing down out through Jericho Turnpike. Now, do expect some delays as well as you head down toward the shore. We still have some roads closed because of all the flooding from yesterday. Parts of Burrsville Road closed in Brick and also parts of Allenwood Road closed over in Wall Township. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved explains how important holding the House is for the GOP.
It's one more reason to vote against the Democrats, to vote for Republicans, and to keep the House of Representatives in Republican hands. It's important because otherwise we're going to go through this unbelievably divisive, pointless,
fruitless,
misguided exercise called impeachment. It would be a disaster for the country.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall, 263 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom. You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Super Beets by Human N has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human N is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-803-8851 or go to PragerBeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beets. Call 800-803-8851 or go to PragerBeets.com today.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today, 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of low clouds and dense fog for a while this morning, then later today, clouds, some sun, and humid with a shower and heavy thunderstorm or two during the afternoon and early evening hours. Today's high about 81. Partly cloudy later tonight, low 70 in Midtown, mid-60s in most suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds, rather hot and humid in the afternoon, high 90. Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high again 90. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
A little respect,
What you want?
No respect at all.
Baby, I got
I'm all right now.
So, Aretha is gravely ill, apparently. The Queen of Soul, fans from around the world have taken to social media to pray for Aretha Franklin and to post memories. Do we hear anything?
She is apparently in hospice care right now in Detroit. She has not performed in well over a year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Kind of people were keeping things quiet, but apparently she is, as they say, that she's pretty close to
her. Our hearts go out to the Queen of Soul, the legend Aretha Franklin. How old is she? Do we know how old she is? We will check that out. Thank you. Let me go to Dave in Irvington in the meantime. Dave is a dedicated listener from day one, and we love him dearly. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
She's 76.
I am feeling great, my friend. How are you today?
Good. We're good. It's great. The Tuesdays are nuts. The streaming Tuesdays are crazy, but I would have it no other way, Dave. What is on your mind this morning?
Well, I was listening to, you know, your monologue from yesterday during the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And you were spot on. You know, the demagogues who are making us think that there's this great racial divide,
right,
and we're at each other's throats in America,
right,
it's just not true.
Yeah.
You know, but the issue is that you've got the hard, hard left, and they have two goals: to keep white people feeling guilty and to keep us feeling angry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and so this is why they, you know,
point,
Charlottesville,
yeah,
you know, it's all theater.
Yeah.
It's all theater.
I love you.
I mean,
Dave,
only 20 of those white supremacist knuckleheads showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Dave, you know what? We love you, man. And thank you for listening. Thanks for checking in and everything. We appreciate it so much because you're absolutely right. I don't see the racial divide. When I talk to people and I say, and I don't even feel it. As a matter of fact, I told you, I stepped on stage with a group called the Soul Persuaders. And this was in Carson City in Nevada. And I did about a half an hour, right? Joe go up, and they were like high rollers. And so the band was there, and I looked, and it was the Soul Persuaders, and it was a group of black gentlemen my age, right? So do I think, oh, you're black, I didn't even think about it. Matter of fact, we got together, we riffed together, we did Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me. We kind of riffed the songs together. I don't see the divide. That's why I don't want to hear about the disrespect. I don't want to hear about the anti-American rhetoric that's going on. And like Arthur was saying, it's so true. You wear red, white, and blue, and you're vilified. We are standing strong. We are proud to be an American. We are proud to be Americans. And we're proud. We don't care what you are or what color you are, what religion you are. I don't even care what sex you are. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. We're all in this together. And God bless you. And God bless America. Make it a great day. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.